There was a famous book, Now Let Us Praise Famous Men. Well, really today, the book probably should be worded, Now Let Us Praise Famous Women. Because we celebrate, I think, an underappreciated doctor of the church. Now, she also happens to be a Third Order Dominican, so I'm a little partial to her, but she, even if she was not a Third Order Dominican, was a formidable woman. She was a mystic, and her most powerful image of mysticism was that the crucifixion of Christ was a bridge that allowed people to cross the gap from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven, caused by our sin. But I want to focus today on her great service to the church. She's a doctor of the church, not so much because of her mysticism, but because of her profound understanding of theology. She was deeply understanding of the works of St. Thomas Aquinas. And even more important than that, when the church was in a desperate situation, three popes and the real pope living in Avignon, she was the one who really kind of said to the pope in Avignon, get yourself back to Rome. That's where you belong. She was a woman of tremendous courage. And all of this really underscores that her primary commitment was both her relationship with Jesus and her service as a result to the church at large. Through the intercession of her prayers, may we too strengthen our relationship with Jesus and the church.